There's a story told in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, about Jesus deciding to go to Jerusalem for a festival. So he goes into Jerusalem. There are many gates that enter the old city of Jerusalem, and at some of these gates are pools. Now, these pools, people believed in that time that if you went to the pool and you got into the water, you would be healed. More specifically, if the water was stirred and you were the first one in, you got healed. And they believed it was an angel that came and stirred up the pool at different times, and then when you got in, somehow you were healed by stepping into that pool. There were blind people and lame people and paralyzed people, all kinds of people who went to the pool every day waiting for the water to stir so that they could get in. There was a particular man at the pool that Jesus passed. It was called the Pool of Bethesda. And there was a particular man at this pool who had been ill, it says, for 38 years. And as Jesus passed by, he saw this man and somehow had been made aware that this man had been there for a long time. Didn't say for 38 years, but we know he had been ill for 38 years. And so as Jesus passed by and saw this man and was aware that he had been there for a long time, he asks this question. Do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? It's a good question. Because he had been there for a long time. And most people take it as he just wasn't able to get in. I didn't quite see it that way. Because the man's answer was this. He didn't know who Jesus was at the time. And he said, "Sir, I have been ill for 38 years. And coming to this pool, and there has been no one to help me get in the pool to be healed." He didn't quite answer the question, "Do you want to be well?" That's what he said. "I haven't been able to get in the pool to get well." To me, I read it as a bit of an excuse. "Hey, I've been here for a long time and nobody helped me, so I can't get in." Now, he's been sick for 38 years. Obviously, he's had people who helped him, who's fed him, who have taken care of him, who bring him to the pool. Why is it that nobody's there to help him get in the pool? Do you want to be well? It's a good question. As we see today in a society that is challenged with failing health care and increasing amounts of disease and obesity and mental health challenges, suicides, addictions, heart disease, cancer, and just plain fatigue, mental illness, we have to ask the question of ourselves and of our society. Do you want to be well? Do we want to be well? What does that mean, to be well? We have to think about that. The man at the pool said, "You know, I've been sitting here for a long time, waiting." We do something very similar today. We don't sit by a pool. Where do we sit? In a waiting room, at a doctor's office, waiting for the doctor to make us well when it's not their job. They actually look at symptoms when we come in and treat them and perhaps find a source and try to treat that. But they're certainly these days not in the business of making us well. They can help us when we're ill. We are responsible for taking care of being well. And don't get me wrong here. There are lots of people and conditions where there is a great need for medical care, and I hope and I pray that people will get what they need. I do, because it's become hard. Yet we also need to consider whatever we can to stay as well as we can, rather than relying on anyone else to make us well. And I am going to be the first to admit, I am such a hypocrite in this area, that I'm doing a really poor job of doing everything that I can to be well. And I would be a hypocrite if I didn't admit that. Well, I am asking the question, because believe me, that is the question I have asked myself this week as I've been preparing. Do you want to be well? Because some people don't. I once fired a specialist because I didn't think I needed them anymore, and she was like delighted. She took me up to the front counter with all of the administrative staff. Like, she didn't just dismiss me and say, I got to go to my next patient. She actually took me up and said, she fired me. She was so happy. And they looked at me like I had two heads. I said, what? What? They said, nobody ever fires their specialist. They like to keep their specialist just in case. My friend calls this the worried well. The worried well, just in case. What does that mean to be well? We usually think that it applies to our physical health, but it's more than that. It's a comprehensive package. It applies to our overall well-being, to being healthy in all ways, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Do we want to be well? Are we as healthy as we can be, considering our current state of being? Of course, part of that is being aware of the conditions we can't do anything about. They're just there. Yet there are things that we can do to be well. And more often than not, we ignore these things because of the effort they will take. Believe me, I know, I would far rather eat chocolate and more chocolate and exercise way less. And I like watching TV more than I like meditating or stimulating my brain many times. Which just begs the question, do we really want to be well? And the obvious answer for me as I ponder this is, not really. At least if I'm being honest. Otherwise, I would be doing something to be healthier in all aspects of my life. I can't answer this for you. You're going to have to search your own mind or heart about the answer to that question. What we can't do is blame other people if we don't do the work to choose to be well. If we can't do something, we admit it. If we can and don't want to, we admit that as well and agree to live with the consequences of that. And we know that we are getting to a crisis point where we cannot depend on healthcare or any other government systems to help us be well. There is a dwindling capacity within these systems to help us. And when we apply the question to our culture or our societies, it's evident that being well is not a priority for many of the systems we have created. Most of them are just trying to survive. If we want to be well, if we want our society to be well, it's up to us individually and as community. We can help each other with this. What would it mean for us to be well? Jesus stated that he wanted us to have abundant life. That means to be as well as we possibly can be. And we have limitations, but there's always room for improvement. As the earth gets sicker, it seems that we are getting sicker. I read something this week where doctors are saying that many more people are showing up with complex health problems. And we need to recognize this. As humans, because society is getting somehow sicker, we are having a harder time staying well. And when that happens, we are looking somewhere else for someone to fix that for us. There is no fix. The question, do you want to be well? is as relevant today as it was in Jesus' day. Whether it's a pool or it's modern medicine, we really need to consider where we want, whether we want to be well and set a course for that. So today I'm going to invite you to take a few moments to reflect and ask yourself the question, do you want to be well? Because our quality of life depends on our answer to that question. Let's take a few moments for reflection.